Our program today is brought to you by Berean Christian Fellowship Church, located 6214 Blountstown Highway here in Tallahassee. Everyone welcomes you to their Sunday services, and prayer times begin at 9 o'clock, Sunday school at 9:30, and church at 10:30. Services are now in session, as well as Wednesday night cell groups with young adults meeting at 6:30 p.m. They offer special benevolence assistance and farm share on Thursdays from 11:30 to 1:30. Don't forget to join them at 10:30 on their Tuesday Bible study. God bless. Have a good day.
John Paul just told you that we are about to embark on a six-month journey of character development. So I have one thing to say. Fasten your seatbelts. We're going to be studying the character of Christ. We are born into the Adamic sin nature, and we must come back into the divine love nature and character of Christ. For Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I pray you will be caught up in the wind tunnel of God's love that will take us on our love and faith walk over the next 6 months. What you glean from this study needs to be passed down from generation to generation. This is the greatest gift you can give. You must remember that you must become a living sacrifice unto the Lord, Romans 12:1-2. You must be conformed not to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this journey is going to require that you start taking hold of Matthew 6:33, which commands you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. We're going to be studying about God's agape unconditional love, for it is required to carry out God's divine redemptive master plan. It was through his son's redeeming, atoning shed blood that his love was able to be shed abroad in mankind's heart. That is why he came from heaven to earth to show the way our soul to save. His life he freely gave from earth to the sky that we might be resurrected on high. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we must come out of the Adamic sin nature, back into the divine love nature of God. We must be rooted and grounded in God's love that we may be one in our love for him and each other, in order that our love might convince the world that God sent his son into the world to save us through the power of his love generated on Calvary. Love is the foundational block, the rock, Jesus Christ, upon which we must build our temple and our house not made by man. The only thing we have control over here on earth is our choices. God gave us free will choice. We either choose to seek or forsake God's divine love nature and character. Again, we are commanded in Matthew 6:33 to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. This means nothing lacking, nothing slacking. We must seek his divine love nature and character by searching the word intently, being devotion driven, not emotion driven. This is being spirit led and spirit fed. We are commanded not to forsake the assembling of the body of Christ. It is his divine love that binds us together in cohesiveness. Every action, word, and deed must be motivated by love. We must come into oneness with Christ in unity, where his divine overshadowing will overlay our silhouette. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High, the Almighty. Seeking is loving God's way in action. Perfection is an expression of his divine love nature and character. The body of Christ must be united together and dwell together in a chain of love. His banner over us must be love. The cloak we wear must be his righteousness. The robe of righteousness is Christ's own spotless character, which is freely offered to every human being. It is a gift of God that is imputed unto us. All who receive his divine love, nature, and character must receive it, wear it, and walk therein. We are called to be fruit bearers, being fruitful. Matthew 3:8 says, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. John 15:16 says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Romans 7:4 says, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Philippians 1:11 says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Colossians 1:10 says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. We are to bear spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit is produced in all periods of life. Psalm 92:13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Psalm 92:14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The fruits are perennial. Ezekiel 47:12 says, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Spiritual fruit is grown only upon good ground. Matthew 13:8 says, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. There are many varieties of spiritual fruit. Galatians 5:22 speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And 5:23 says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. I want to call something to your attention about the fruit of the Spirit. The first fruit of the Spirit is love, because that is the foundation of the divine character and love nature and character of Christ. We will never be overcomers or more than conquerors until we start being fruit bearers. Joy is love's strength. Peace is love's security. Long-suffering is love's patience. Gentleness is love's conduct. Goodness is love's character. Faith is love's confidence. Meekness is love's humility. Temperance is love's victory. Against such there is no law. I'm sure that you noticed that everything was all based upon love. We must have love in order to operate and bear the fruit of the Spirit. Spiritual fruit is without defect. Ephesians 5:9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You can find that in Philippians 1:11 as well. Spiritual fruit is the product of heavenly wisdom. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Conditions of fruit bearing, number one, is contact with the living water. Psalm 1:3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The second quality is spiritual receptivity. Matthew 13:23 says, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Another is the death of the old life. John 12:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You know, when you're a fruit bearer, this requires chastening or pruning. John 15:2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You know, if we're going to be a fruit bearer, we must be found abiding in Christ. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Brotherly love is to be impartial. Deuteronomy 10:19 says, love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Brotherly love should be unselfish. Matthew 22:39 says, and the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thy neighbor is anyone in which you come in contact with. You know, brotherly love is proof of discipleship. John 13:35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Christ's love is the standard of brotherly love. John 15:12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Brotherly love is supposed to be a sincere love. Romans 12:9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Love for the brethren must be abounding. 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. It must be a fervent love. 1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. One thing I want to call to your attention is that without the love of the brethren, the Word of God says that we have not the love of God in our heart. That is our reality check. I want to talk to you about spiritual love of Christ for men. Christ's love for us is unchangeable. John 13:1 says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world into the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. His love is divine. John 15:9 says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Christ's love for us is self-sacrificing. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. His love is inseparable. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? His love is constraining. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. His love is sacrificial. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. His love was manifested by his death. 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The love of God, in Deuteronomy 7:8, it says, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Jeremiah 31:3 says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. John 3:16 says it all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Ephesians 2:5 says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We are enjoined to God's love. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And Deuteronomy 10:12 says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Psalm 31:23 says, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Jude 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The preeminence of spiritual love. In 1 Corinthians 13:13 it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Galatians 5:6 says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And I told you about the fruit of the Spirit, and I want you to keep in mind those, because this is what you need to be walking in, the divine love, character, and nature of Christ, which is being a fruit bearer. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:18 says, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Colossians 3:14 says, and above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. 1 John 4:16 says, and we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. We are called to radiate and illuminate the love, life, and light of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear this next song by Carol Robertson singing, I want the people to see Jesus in me.
I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want the people to see Jesus in me. And I want to be all God wants me to be. I want the people to see Jesus in me. When I go to church on Sunday, when I go to work on Monday, when I come home at the ending of day, I want to lift up Jesus' name. I want to always be the same, a faithful servant. I want Jesus to say,
it is the test, trials, and tribulations that birth transformation. It is only through God's transforming love that we can be changed and purified, that God might be glorified. When we are entombed in sin, it is only the rock of love that can roll the stone away. Jesus is the rock. God will go to whatever extremes, taking whatever measures necessary to purify us. We must come into alliance, which is oneness with Christ, reliance, which is wholehearted trust, and into compliance, which is our obedience to his commands. Obedience is better than sacrifice, as it evidences our genuine love for Christ and his creation. Chastisement evidences God's love for us. He could have chosen to leave us to die in our sins, but he loved us with agape unconditional love. He loves us no matter what we have done. When he was on the cross, we were on his mind. His love sees and knows the worst, thinks the best, and helps us to unlock our treasure chest. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. We choose to either seek or forsake God's truth. We seek God's love nature and divine character by accepting the word, implanting, engrafting, activating, and applicating. Or we choose to forsake and reject his love nature and the truth, which is Jesus Christ. We choose to bless or curse, operate in darkness or the light. We choose rewards or punishment, eternal damnation or eternal salvation. Making no choice is a choice to allow the enemy of your soul to govern your life. Seeking and searching the Word is loving the Word, which takes us into his presence where we can have intimacy through waiting and being still. Listening, we will begin to hear, heed, and hearken unto his will. This is where we have an encounter and visitation when the Rhema word comes alive and we can apply it to our daily lives. This is where we learn to come into the divine love nature and character of Christ, applying his character qualities on a day-to-day basis. God's greatest concern is character development, coming into the love nature and character of Christ, and back into the image in which we were created. It is love that turns the wheel of life and activates every character quality of Christ. We were all born into sin, for Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Adamic sin nature into which we were born operates on reactionary impulses based on our natural inclinations and is emotion driven by our senses. It is our soulish nature and our carnal mind. It is operating in self-will, selfishness, and our senses. Our senses say, it looks good, tastes good, feels good, sounds good, and we choose to walk therein, in the flesh, rather than in the Spirit of God. We are commanded to walk in the Spirit, which is the divine love, nature, and character of Christ. When we choose to walk in the Spirit, we must die to self, selfishness, and sin. We must become selfless. We must be resurrected to operate in God's love. Operating in God's love is loving God's way, in God's will, and God's time. We must love God wholeheartedly and our neighbor as ourselves. These are the two commandments that fulfill the law. We must learn to love, share, care, and care, live, and give, loving God with our whole heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul, and our neighbors as ourselves. True love is giving without expecting anything in return. What I would like to share with you is a song called from Mitchell John called You Backed It Up. Between now and next week, I pray that you will seek and search the Lord diligently. Love God's way.
Jesus, you promised of a day you would free us. There were other prophets who spoke of salvation too, but only your claim, Lord, only your claim, Lord, only your forever with what you did for love.
You better.